probably are going to be accused of being melodramatic. I think the Edvard Munch depiction will crystallise in people's minds when they see the poster, just the horror that is going to be felt by people within the community, not just those reliant on the services. And I think it's a matter of just trying to demonstrate the concern that people have. So I think it's an appropriate depiction, because the calls that we've had from service users, I think, reflects their absolute fear and concern for the months and probably years ahead.
The other element of your plan that may lead to accusations of over-dramatisation are proposals to have a soup kitchen in the name of the HSE on the Market Square.
Well, look, the soup kitchen is not a new idea, but I think, again, it's part of the visual. People who've gone on a march, albeit a fairly quick march, it's useful to finish off on an autumn's day with a bowl of soup. But I think, again, we would believe that this is almost Dickensian. It's Victorian what the HSE is planning on doing. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul, because the hardship caused by removing the home health provision, which is relatively cheap actually in the main, is going to be a false economy in terms of forcing people into the hospital over coming weeks and months. So look, we'll take whatever allegations come our way, but I mean, we're very well disposed and happy to engage with the HSE or anybody else for that matter about the importance of public services.